Unpregnant, written by Jenny Hendricks and Ted Kaplan, and read by Penelope Rollins.
Sitting on the icy cold toilet seat in the third stall of the girls' bathroom, I desperately squeezed my thighs together and concentrated on not peeing.
Ronnie, you done in there? We gotta book it if we're gonna make it to first period, Emily asked.
No, I wasn't almost done. And a tardy slip was the least of my concerns.
Go ahead. I've got girl issues.
Just not the monthly kind. I prayed Emily would leave quickly. That second glass of orange guava juice this morning had definitely been a mistake. Curse its pulpy goodness. Finally, she opened the door. The bathroom echoed with pounding footsteps as everyone hurried to class. Then, silence. I remained frozen, straining to hear the slightest sound of a student, or worse, a teacher approaching. But there was only the occasional drip from a faucet. Everyone was in homeroom. I let out a sigh of relief and almost peed. It was time to find out if my nightmare was over or only just beginning. I slowly unzipped the front pouch of my backpack and winced as the sound reverberated off the tiled walls. Even though I was alone, I couldn't shake the feeling that someone would know what I was about to do. I reached deep into my backpack, felt around the pens and broken pencils scattered at the bottom, and found what I'd hidden there. I sat back down and studied the object in my hand. It felt heavier than I remembered. I'd read the instructions last night, then again when I woke up, and once more after breakfast. I was nothing if not a good student. But now that the moment had come, my throat constricted with panic. What if I missed the stick? What if I did it wrong? I only had one of these and I couldn't mess it up. I took a deep breath. I had a frickin' 4.56 GPA, a membership in the National Honor Society, and was going to Brown University in the fall. I could damn well pee on a stick. I ripped open the thick foil and pulled out the pregnancy test. The little plastic window stared back at me, blank, waiting to tell my fate. Trying not to think of what I was about to do, I stuck the thing between my legs and peed. For a moment, I was lost in the bliss of a rapidly emptying bladder. Then, a stab of panic struck. I'd forgotten a step. The instructions had said to pee a little first and then stick the test down there. Would not doing that invalidate the results? I looked down to see if the test was working. The fibrous wick was soaked, and the little plastic window was turning a light gray. Was it supposed to do that? Or did that mean I'd broken it? Should I stop peeing? Then, in the window, a thin pink line began to appear. My stomach dropped, until I remembered the little pamphlet had called it a control line. Two lines needed to appear to indicate pregnancy. I hoped the line meant the test was working right, especially since I was out of pee. Careful to keep the test as flat as possible, as per the instructions, I pulled it from between my legs. 3 minutes. I could read the results in 3 minutes. They were going to be the longest 3 minutes of my life.